Innovation and smart risk-taking remain foreign to too many federal acquisition professionals. But with the recent mini-hiring wave of contracting officers and the retirement of a few others, experts say now is the time to institute what they say is much-needed culture change. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me now with details on why some believe the White House needs to lead this transformation. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so a culture change in acquisition. Why now and what would change?
I think the two big factors that are leading some experts to believe that time is now for culture change versus not, you know, another 20 years from now. First one is the turnover happening currently in the contracting workforce. Stan Soloway is the president of the Professional Services Council and Industry Association. He says the government is in the early to mid stages of a complete, what he calls, generational transition of its acquisition and workforce. He says by most estimates, 40% of the contracting officers and specialists have less than 5 years of experience. Meanwhile, another 40% of the workforce is approaching or at retirement age. So Soloway says within the next 5 years, give or take, there could be an almost total turnover of the acquisition workforce. Really, that's happened over the last 10 to 15 years.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to actually change a culture and an environment and a workforce in any institution. You rarely get this kind of shift. And so what we've been saying, I think, in surveys over the last several years is identifying gaps. I think if we really got at some of these gaps, because they're not insignificant, and they're actually proxies for, I think, bigger problems, we could really have an enormous effect in a positive way on a workforce that is so critical to the operations of government. And our concern is now that we've got 40% of the workforce is new, and we've got that other next tranche coming in. There's no evidence from this survey that the environment has changed dramatically in terms of capabilities, in terms of opportunities for development, the kinds of professional development they need.
The survey Soloway refers to is their every two-year effort by PSC and Grant Thornton to take the temperature of the acquisition workforce. This year, PSC and Grant Thornton, which released their survey just yesterday, did something a little different. Not only do they reach out to senior leaders, but they also talk to the contracting folks in the weeds, and then also surveyed, to a lesser extent, industry to see how the results all matched up across the different communities. Now, the second reason why there's this opportunity for change of culture is how and what agencies really are buying is changing so rapidly. And whether you talk cloud or mobile, it's innovations. That's that word again, innovations. GSA, 18F, U.S. Digital Service, HHS Buyers Club, I could go on and on and on. There's a small number of agencies that are testing out ways to really turn federal buying on its ear. So with that push, you can't just be limited to just a few pilots or just a few organizations who want to be on the cutting edge. But Soloway says, and PSC, I think, and Grant Thornton has found, that that's something every contracting officer needs to have the skills to complete and really to understand. We do have a link to their full survey on federalnewsradio.com.
All right, Jason, we hear a lot about innovation and risk-taking. I mean, in a sense, the government has always bought innovation products because every time there's something new, what else is there to buy? But putting that aside, what did the survey find out about whether that's actually happening in right now in federal acquisition?
Well, I don't think it's happening at the rate or the consistency many would think it is. I mean, there's all this talk about innovation and risk-taking. You hear it from a senior leaders, both political and career, about the need, the want, the desire to be innovative, to take calculated risks. But Soloway says this was the first time the survey has asked about the importance of innovation and acquisition. And I'll tell you, Tom, the response was surprising.
We asked the respondents to rate in order of importance to them, or order of priority, different possible objectives for a given acquisition or procurement, things like, you know, cost efficiency and whatever. Innovation was ranked next to last. And attracting new non-traditional firms to the market, in other words, opening the market's aperture to new capabilities, was dead last. That's in direct conflict in many ways with a lot of things that the leadership has been about, both career and political, particularly the innovation piece. And it highlights a couple of things for us that we think are really important. One is the risk aversion in the workforce is driven by a sense of a lack of support at the higher levels, a lack of incentive to do things different. So people are just not going to take risk, and innovation does involve some risk. Second, it suggests strongly to us, that it confirms what we've seen elsewhere, that there is a growing gap between the end user customer and the buying community.
Now, Soloway says this actually fits in very similar to the innovation survey PSE did about 18 months ago, where it found the IT folks and the acquisition folks really are not communicating nearly enough. And this also goes back to why Soloway and others believe that culture change is needed. For example, the respondents in the survey said the need for better workforce skills is actually the biggest inhibitor to innovation. Soloway says the survey and others continue to show that the contracting staff do not feel confident or secure in the fact that they take a smart risk, that they'll get their agency leaders to give them some top cover. Tom, I think this is a very similar issue we're seeing in other communities. I've talked to many, many chief information officers, and they feel the same way, that they're not getting the top cover, whether it's from their deputy secretaries or whether it's from the White House itself.
Now, everybody wants bold innovation until it happens underneath them and something goes wrong.
Right, and then it's not me. It points to the other guy who said, no, they messed that up, not me.
Sounds like deflated footballs.
And I think, hey, you're a Patriots fan, come on. I think part of the issue here is that without that top cover, people don't feel like they can take risks. They can't take risks. Then they can't be as innovative as they potentially could be. Now, Phil Kangas is a principal at Grant Thornton. He says the budget uncertainty over the last few years also has played a pretty big role in the lack of risk-taking among agencies.
As there's less and less money to be spent, the acquisition strategies that are employed are going to tend towards the lower-risk ones. You know, there's an increase in the number of protests, right? There's an increase in the number of oversight actions. And so all of those create additional burdens on this community. And so what we'll see because of that is, always a move towards what's going to be simplest, you know, what's going to be the most easy to execute. And that undercuts often the innovation that I think is so important.
Now, Kanga says the acquisition community believes it's sharing best practices, but the progress is slow, and it's really only happening in what he called silos, the cross-discipline sharing with CIOs, with CFOs, with the HR community, just isn't happening quickly enough and still has a long way to go.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. I think you're right. That is a pretty interesting survey result at how low some of the things we think are important and the community, the industry thinks are important, how low they rank. What else stood out from the PSC and Grant Thornton survey, Jason?
Well, the first thing that stood out is around lowest price technically acceptable, or LPTA, that type of procurement action, and how it's being used by government. The survey found a majority of the federal respondents say they are using LPTA the correct way, and 40% say their agency's ability to select the most appropriate contracting approach actually has improved. Now, Soloway says this actually falls right in the face of what industry survey has showed, which agencies are still too dependent on LPTA. Now, he says the data shows that both sides may be correct, causing a real disconnect.
Over 40% of the respondents, a significant percentage, acknowledge that they don't do a very good job in their agencies of setting the technical requirements in a low-price, technically acceptable procurement. The whole point is, if I want to buy something, I have to set a technical requirement. Well, if I don't set my technical requirements well, nothing else works. So I may be using a strategy that sounds like a good strategy, but I'm executing it poorly by not being able to define the technical needs. And so this, you can't have a good system process without a good technical requirements and good technical explanations and expectations of what you're looking for. But I think that the core here is that at a time when we as a public, when the agency leadership, when the Congress and others are expecting and looking for innovation and change, when the world is all about innovation and really dramatic changes the way work is done, we have not given the tools, the incentives, and the support to the acquisition community to operate in that vein.
Now, you heard Soloway mention tools and incentives and support for the acquisition workers. I think that's the other thing that kind of popped up of the survey that surprised me a little bit. Training, yes, we know there's never enough training, but to the extent to which acquisition workers need more, and this is important, Tom, the right kind of training, to me was startling. Respondents say 70% of their workforces have average or below average negotiation skills. 52% of the respondents also say their business acumen skills have been the same or stayed the same or gotten worse over the last 2 years. Soloway says if these two skills are really some part of the core of business relationships, and few, if any, training programs across the government really are focusing on these specific capabilities.
Training is clearly a bigger challenge on the civilian side than it is at the DOD side. DOD has a very robust budget for training and professional development. We have heard both in the course of this survey, but also in other work we've done over the last 18 months from agency acquisition officials. One told us over a year ago, I think, Alan, if I remember, that because of the budget cuts, they had completely terminated all of their training So there was literally no training, and this was not a small agency. So there is that. I think, but the other piece I want to build on twofold. One is, without trying to be overly harsh, but I think we said this 2 years ago, and it's clear again, the Defense Department has a very substantial training budget. But the message we're getting back from folks across DOD is that the workforce improvement that they would expect from the substantial budgets they have is not showing up. There's been some improvements, but they're not getting the training that they need. They're getting training. There's a line we've been using a lot lately. You know, there's a military term, you train as you fight and fight as you train. We're not training our acquisition workforce for the fight they have to wage. We're training them for a world that was, not the world that is or will be.
Now, Grant Thornton's Kangas says acquisition professionals say they're not prepared for the new type of buying, like cloud or what he called as a service, which goes back to the concerns about innovation and risk taking. If they don't have the right skills and are bogged down by concerns over auditors and investigations, how can they have the room to innovate because they're worried about so many other things and don't have the skills to really look at innovation from both the 50,000 foot view and the 5 foot view? So really, Tom, this all really ties together to what, you know, Soloway and Kangas believe. Why now is the time for change of culture in the acquisition workforce? You have so many different pieces coming into play at the same time. Again, we have a link to that full survey on federalnewsradio.com.
Well, Jason, I guess the obvious question is, who is responsible for making that change in culture? Is it secretaries of departments? Is it the Office of Management and Budget? Or is it Congress?
Right. I don't think there's any one person or one organization. I think it's got to be led by the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, without a doubt. And the Defense Department, because they play such a big role in acquisition because they buy so much, has to be their partner. So that's where you start. Now, a lot of the things that they're doing within the what PSC and Grant Thornton say need to be done don't really need legislative change. So Congress, while they should maybe they'll play their typical oversight role and maybe need some help around the edges, they don't need to really pass a new bill to give them be innovative and risk-taking. At the same time, the training courses that at the Federal Acquisition Institute, the National the Defense Acquisition University, have to focus on, you know, what Soloway and Grant Thornton call these, you know, business acumen skills, negotiation skills, the innovation skills that just they feel like aren't being focused upon in the typical training, because people, I think, are so worried about the, you know, ABCs of contracting instead of really the you know, much broader, more typical types of skills that you need nowadays and how things have changed. I think Soloway hit it on the head that the acquisition workforce is being trained for the world that was and not a world that will be or is.
All right. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, thanks so much for that complete report.
My pleasure.